Kuribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, one of the more famous dafim in Shas, Bris Mila, Kibra Ve'im, Nashim Peturos, Mitzvah Hashreiz Rajman Grama. But that Mishnah is on Amud Aleph. Here we're still on Chav Ches and Beis at the Mishnah. Before we get to that, we still are dealing with some kinyanim and some last things to kind of figure out. With that, so says the Mishnah over here: Rishusa Gavo Bakasev, Rishusa Hedyot BeChazaka. That Hekdesh Gavoa, meaning Hekdesh, acquires through money. We'll see exactly what the Nafkamini is in that. Rishusa Hedyot BeChazaka, and a regular person acquires through Chazaka. Now, obviously, we talked about Chazaka being a Kenyan for Karka. So Rashi is quick to point out that we're talking about Meshicha, right? That Meshicha, all the other types of kinyanim that you can do from metaltalin. That doesn't really mean chazaka specifically. Okay, but contrasting it to hekdesh, which doesn't need to do a kinyan. All they have to do is pay money for an item, and then it becomes kadosh, as we'll see in a second in the Gemara. Amiraso the gavoa can misiraso the hediot. And similarly, if a person says something, amira the gavoa, if a person says this is going to be a korban, this is going to be hekdesh, that's just like a misira the hediot. That's just like giving something over. Right, i.e., it's like a kinyan, right, to a regular person. So it says Gemara, Tamar Rabbanan, well, Dinar Braisa. Ketzad Rishus Hagavoa BeKesef. What does that mean? That the hekdesh can pay money for something. Gizbar Shnasan Maz BeBehema. Let's say the gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash, pays some money for an animal. Hafilu BeBehema BeSofa Olam Kana. Right, regardless of where the animal is, without any formal kinyan whatsoever, he pays money. The animal belongs to hekdesh. With a hedyot by a regular person, lo kana shehim shoch. Right, that doesn't work. That's only right. There's only a kinyan. Right, he only acquires the animal right until right after he acquire after he does a kinyan, after he does some sort of meshicha, whatever. Ketzad amiras legavoa kamisras lehedyot. What's the case where a guy says something is hekdesh? It's just like he gave it over to hedyot. He did a kinyan to a regular person. However, if a person says shor zeola by Zehekdesh, right, the person just says, right, gives it an oral designation. I feel like Zofa Olam Kana, right, that works, right, regardless of where it is. But Vehadiyot Lod Kana, right, Ache Yimshok Viachzik, right, and by a regular person, right, a regular transaction, that you need to have a Kenyan, you can't just do that with Amira Ba'alma. Right, as Rashi points out, Yimshok Bashor, right, or Yachzik Bebayis, right, those aren't two options, those are by different scenarios, right, by either an ox, right, or a house. Mashku b'mana v'lo hispik liftoso acha amar b'masayim. And again, now we see that yad hekdesh ala yona, that usually, normally, we put hekdesh right on top, right, it gives it more power. So mashku b'mana, let's say a guy did a mishicha, right, that he's trying to be poed to something, right, so the person's trying to be poed to something, and he did a kinyan, when it was worth a mana, v'lo hispik liftoso acha amar b'masayim, but he didn't actually pay the Beis Hamikdash and be poed to the item until its value rose to 200. So then, no sin, Masai has to give 200. My time of wife, and also the kesef akamlo, because the pasuk says right then that the nesinas hakesef right is what is going to get to be create the pedia right. That things will only right go from hekdesh to a private person's property right after he pays for it. Similarly, mashcho b'masayim v'lo hispik levdoso. Ashama b'mana, and on the same, not the same vein, but kind of also showing that hekdesh is more powerful, right? That if a person did a mashicha when it was worth 200, v'lo hispik liftoso ashama b'mana, and then he didn't pay for it, and sure enough, it went down to 100, so nosim masayim, he has to pay 200 still. He still has to pay the 200. My time and wise, that lo yekal chedyot chomim hekdesh, because we don't want the strength of a single person or a regular person right, to be more kadosh, right, then the hekdesh. Rashi explains, right, that again, when you had to, if that would have been happening through two people, right, so then the mashicha, the kinyan, right, would have been good. Right, what did he do? Right, he was mashcho b'masayim. He took the ox, let's say, for example, when it's worth 200, but he didn't pay for it. So we're going to say that, oh, hekdesh works through money, but we don't, it's not supposed to be a kula, that's not supposed to be a weakening, right, of hekdesh's koach. So if it would have been affected between two people, we'll apply it here, right, here as well. Padal b'matayim, if you redeem it for 200, right, and v'lo yispik l'mashcho ha'sha'av b'mana, and then he didn't take it yet, right, until it was worth 100, t'noshim b'matayim, he has to give 200, right, my time, what's the reason, again, v'nasim kesef akamlo, right, it's the money, right, that does the kinyan. And therefore, right, again, when he paid for it, right, that's when it became his, right? Too bad when he went down to 100. Pedel b'mana, and finally, now this is the reverse, right? This is the last case. Pedel b'mana v'lo hispik l'moshko, right? But if he paid 100 and he didn't take it, actually, I'm beside him until it became 200, so then masha pad depoder, right? At that point, right, that you can't say that the hekdesh is stronger. Because already he paid for it, right? He redeemed it for 100, and then it became more valuable, even though he didn't do a kinyan on it yet. Right? He only pays a mana. Why is that? Why don't we apply the same din? So the Gemara said, meaning, why don't we say over here that, yeah, Hekdesh should be, right, more powerful? Meaning, by the case, if it was regular people, right, the seller could back out if there's no kinyan mashicha done. So why don't we say that Hekdesh can also back out? So the Gemara says, Ato Hedyu Lav B'mi. The problem is that if that happened between two people, right, if one guy paid $100 for something, I didn't do a kinyan mashicha, right, and then it went up to $200. So it's something called misha para. Right, it's, I mean, kosh para literally means whoever paid back, and what that means, it's a curse that a person pays money, right, or gets money, yeah, and then pulls out a transaction. Right, so that's called, something called misha para. It's not right, right, and the misha para is like not an acronym, but it's like it stands for, what it means is whoever paid back or exacted punishment from the Dora Mabel, right, should, and the Dora Flug, I think, Dora Mabel, I don't know, definitely Dora Mabel, is should also kind of punish these people. Meaning it's not nice. Meaning, what are you doing? Right, you pulled out of a transaction even though you paid money for it. Yes, halakhically, technically, there's no kinyan mashicha. That hasn't actually changed hands, but still, a guy paid for it. You should go through it. Okay, vayter. Okay, now the Mishnah that is, I don't know, it's most famous, but it's definitely one of the more famous Mishnayos and subsequent Gemaras, right, in all of Shas. So the Gemara says, "Kol mitzvah zaben alav." Right, anashim chayavim and anashim beturos. Right, I'm going to have to exactly explain what that means, but literally means all the mitzvos of the son on the father. Right, we obviously have to define that. So men are chayiv and women are potter. B'chol mitzvos av al ben, and all the mitzvos the father on the son. So echad anashim v'echad nashim chayavim. Again, obviously we'll have to define that, but that one, right, the father on the son, as opposed to the son on the father. Right, so in that case, both men and women. Archaif. Obviously, we have to figure out what's going on. What does that mean? B'chol mitzvos aser shezman grama. That's time-bound mitzvos. Anashim chayavim v'nashim p'turos. Men are chayiv, women are potter. B'chol mitzvos aser shelozman grama. If it's not time-bound mitzvos, then echad anashim v'echad anashim chayavim. Right? Men and women are equally obligated. B'chol mitzvos losa, say, any iser, bein shezman grama, bein shelozman grama, echad anashim v'echad anashim chayavim. Right? Also, men and women are equally obligated. In the Losa says, in the Yisurim, Chutz, except for three exceptions. Bal Takif, Bal Tashchis, and Bal Tatame Lameisim. First two are similar. Bal Takif and Bal Tashchis is don't cut your pay, don't cut your beard. Obviously not shaykh to women. And the last one, right, is in terms of the Tumah for a Kohen not to become Tame Lameis, right, that does not apply to female Kohanim. Okay. My call, Hamitzvah Zaben, Al Ha'av. What in the world does it mean? About just Agav, by the way, when you say mitzvahs are women are putter, mitzvahs are as low as my grandma. I think Rav Sadia Gaon or somebody, one of the minyanim and mitzvahs just counts it off and says that it's not too many. It's like it's something like 30. I forget exactly the number, but it's something like 30 mitzvahs that women are putter and the men are chayavin. Right, okay, so take it for what you will. Says the Gemara, my call mitzvahs haben alav. What does that mean? Again, right, we had a big distinction, right? If it's ben ala av, then men are a chayiv and women are potter. If it's al ba'ala ben, then everybody's chayiv. So we have to define that. So what's a ben ala av? What's son on the father? If you're telling me that all the mitzvahs that the son is chayiv to do to the father, women are potter, well, that can't make sense. Vatanya ish. Right, the Pasuk says, as you'll see in a second, and by Kibbutz of Aim, in Leil Ish, Isha Minayin, the Pasuk says, Ish Imova Vivtiro, right, that a man has to fear his mother and father. So how do you know a woman? Because you Omak, when the Pasuk says, Ish Imova Vivtiro, Harekan Shnaim, right, Tira'u, right, they shall fear, right, that's both of them. So both men and women are Chayiv and Kibbutz of Aim, as you probably are aware. Samar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, no, this is what it means. Kol mitzvah ben hamutelas ala'av lasos l'bno. It means any mitzvah that the father has to do to his kid, to his son, rather, let's be specific, right? Anashim chayav v'nashim p'tiroth. Then men are chayav and women are potter. Tanit al hadita rabbanah. What are the examples of that? So the Gemara says this brisa of chayav bibno lamolo, to give him a brismila, lefdoso, to redeem him, pidyon haben, lomodo Torah, to teach him Torah, lasiu isha, to marry him off, lomdo umnus, to teach him a trade, yesh omrim, some people say, aflashito amayim, right, even to teach him how to swim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol she'ino malamed is b'no umnus malamdo listos. Anybody, Rabbi Yehuda says, who doesn't teach his son a trade, teaches him to steal. The Gemara says, listos, really teaches him to steal? So, el ki'ilu malamdo listos. No, what it means is, it's as if he's teaching him to steal, because he's not teaching him any way to make money. Right, so, you know, so that's basically the same thing. Okay, so the Gemara says, and obviously a lot of ink spilled on these dapim, exactly, you know, we're not going to go through the details, obviously, but, you know, definitely worth it if you can find some safer that goes to Ian Hadaf, right, definitely today, right, definitely Kedai to check some stuff out. Okay. Lamolo minolin. How do you know the father is chayav to give his son a brismila? Like, we take it for granted, but the Gemara wants to darshan it out. Tichtiv Pazik says, V'yomam Avram is Yitzchak b'no. Okay, fine, pretty straightforward. Avram gave Yitzchak a bris. And if the father's not going to do it, the Beis Din is chayav to do it. The pasuk says, "Himol lechem kol zachar." Right, give every zachar bris mila. If Beis Din hasn't done it, mechayav yehu lemol nafshei. So the guy has to do it himself. Right, the person has to do it himself. The pasuk says, "Varel zachar." Right, person doesn't have bris mila, gets kares. So ihi minolin delo mechayva. How do you know that a woman doesn't have chayiv? The pasuk says, "Kasher tziva osa olokim osa v'lo osa." Right, Hashem commanded him and not her. So ashkhamiyat. So okay, so that pasuk is teaching me, but right then, right? What do you mean? Hashem commanded him. Who? Hashem commanded Avram. Right at that their moment. Okay, so Sarah wasn't included, but how do you know the doros minolin? How do you know that applies forever and ever? It's a time of the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Kol Makom Shenemar Tzav is ironically quoted by Parshat Tzav, but okay, he's not going to quote a pasuk in Parshat Tzav. Kol Makom Shenemar Tzav, when the pasuk says Tzav, right, Kasher Tziva Oso Elokim, right, Eno Ela Zeros Miad Uladoros, right, it's an encouragement, right away and forever. Zeros Dechtiv Vatzav Yis Yosho V'Chazakei V'Yamatzeim, that the pasuk says, right, encourage Yoshua, Miad Uladoros, right, and right away. And forever, from today and forward, from today and on. Okay, fine. Levdoso, to redeem him. Pidyon haben, right, this does not happen so often. Interestingly enough, I'm a bechor, and I had a pidyon, and my son had a bechor, is a bechor, and he had a pidyon, and my brother had a pidyon, and my sister had a son who had a pidyon. Who had a pidyon, so not so rare, but not so common, but Baruch Hashem, bunch of pidyon bens in the family. So minolin dechtiv, how do you know that the father has to do a pidyon ben? Kor b'chor b'necha tetet, right, it's real pasuk. Ve'echad alo pirkei avua, right, and when the father hasn't redeemed him, mechayev yu lemevergei, right, so it's also chayev for the guy himself to redeem himself. Dechtiv, so pasuk says, b'do siftet, right, redeem, right, make sure he does it. Ve'hi minolin dilo mefkido, how do you know that she doesn't have to do it, the mother doesn't have to do it? Is that the mother, or is that the firstborn daughter? Not sure. Sorry. Hey, I'm pretty sure it's the mother. Dechtiv ktipa de tivde shekol mitzvah lift his atzma. Yeah, it must be the mother. Shekol mitzvah shem lift shem kol shem mitzave or mitzvah lift those his atzma mitzvah lift those his acherim. Only if a person has a mitzvah to redeem themselves, right, do they have a mitzvah to redeem others? So hashem mitzvah lift those his atzma. If anybody's not commanded to redeem themselves, i.e. women, eno mitzvah lift those acherim. Right, so it's also right, they're not chayav to redeem other people. How do you know that women are here? Yeah, here it is. How do you know that women are not included in pidyon? The mifrag nafsha. How do you know that they don't have to redeem themselves? The pasuk says tiftep tipadet. Right, we learned it the other way. Kol she'acherim mitzvah l'dosso. Right, anybody who has other people are obligated to redeem him. Mitzvah l'dosso datsma has to redeem themselves. Kol she'ino acherim mitzvah l'dosso. If people are not chayav to redeem them, i.e. women, in mitzvah liftos tazman, they don't have to redeem themselves. Here's the point we haven't pointed out yet, right? It's a little bit backwards, but okay, probably should start with this, but it's fine. How do you know that she's not chayev to do pidyon haben? that people are not chayav to be probed at her, a woman. Tichtiv kura, right? Pasuk says, kol b'chor banecha tivdeh, right? Pretty straightforward, right? Any firstborn son you have to redeem, banecha velo b'nosecha, right? And not your daughters. Tan rabbanan v'lan d'rabaisa. Hu liftos u b'no liftos. Let's say a guy is a bechor and he has a firstborn son as well, and he has to redeem both of them. For whatever reason, he was not redeemed, as Rashi says, shalop do aviv. So what do you do? Who called him livno? Right, he's the person has to do it himself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, bino kodmo. Right, no, the son is more. It comes first. Shazam mitzvah alav aviv, v'zem mitzvah bino alav. Because really, the mitzvah to redeem him was on his father. Right, and here, right again, the guy is a kid, so he has a mitzvah to redeem his son. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Kol moldim, kol heicha delake elchamesh shlan." No, every 1 second. Hold on. He qualifies the machlokas. He says everybody agrees. Right, when there's only five shlaim, right? Who called on Lubino? Right, he comes that the guy that the father comes first. My time. Why is that? Because mitzvah degufa yadifa. Right, it's better to do a mitzvah. Right, that is on you. Keep ligi. The machlokas is heicha deika chamesh mishubadim v'chamesh bnei chorim. Right, he has five shlaim right available in cash, and he has five shlaim right in a field that's mishubad somebody else. Right, he sold to somebody else, but there's. It's meshuvah, but there's a lien on it. So what do you do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Malva dekaze b'Torah kiksev b'shtar damya." If there's some sort of loan, meaning that is written in the Torah, meaning that if you have some sort of obligation in the Torah that would have a lien on this property, it's as if it's written in the shtar, and therefore b'hani chamesh parak libray. So therefore, with the five that he has cash, he should redeem his son. V'azal kohen v'torah v'le chamesh mishuvah dem l'diday. And the kohen can go, right? The kohen who gets the five slime can go to whoever bought the field, right, and take that field because there's a lien on it. For Rabbanan say no. Malva dechaser berayis alav k'suv v'shtar damya. If what are you talking about? A person has a Torah obligation to do something that's going to have a lien on your property. That's not true. That's not as if it's written in shtar. V'ilkach. Therefore, mitzvah degufei avad. Therefore, you only have five slime with which you can do the mitzvos. And therefore, it's a mitzvah to do it on yourself first. I mean, nobody disagrees with that. The question just is, how are you allowed to access that other field? Right? Is there a lien or not? Tanur Rabbanan v'lan d'braisa. Liftos es b'no v'lalos l'rega. What about if those two choices? Right? Again, and now we don't have, Baruch Hashem, in our times, I like to point out that we don't have a concept of what this means. You only have five slime. Five slime nowadays is like $125 or something like that. So we don't. What do you mean? Like, or something to that effect. It could be that I'm off on the numbers, but it's how we can't even understand that this is the choice that people had to face, but it's very common, right? The Gemara has a Shaila, right, about what is it, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, right? You only have a candle for one of those two. I mean, I can't even, a candle? Is that a joke? Like, you only have enough money for one candle? Right, so, Baruch Hashem, we should be Makir Tov, right? Right before Rosh Hashanah, I have to be Makir Tov to all the Kosh Baruch has done for us. All right, anyway, Tanur Rabbanan went under price. Liftos is Beno Valala Seregel. Those are the two choices he has to redeem his son or to go with Ali Ola Regel. Poda is Beno Vachakach Ola Regel. First, he does put it in the Ben. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, no, Ola Regel Vachakach Poda is Beno. Should be Ola Regel, then figure out the money, and then you'll redeem your son. Why does that come first? Shezu mitzvah overes, vezu mitzvah shein overes. Because ola regel, right, coming up mitzvah shem, here yibona beis hamikdash, sukkah's time. So that's only going to last for 7 days. But once you hit day 30, right, or 31, really, rather, you should do the pidyon aven, right? That mitzvah stays. Right? Mitzvah's not going anywhere. So do the mitzvah that you're going to lose, they're going to lose out on, right, then you'll figure out the mitzvah. That's not going to, it's not going anywhere, so you'll do it later. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamar Taima. So I understand Rabbi Yehuda's reason. El Rabbanah, my time, I who? What's the Rabbanah's reason that you do the pidyon first? The Makala Pazik says, Kor b'chor b'necha tivdeh. And what does it say right after that Pazik? V'hadar, right after, V'lo yeru panay reikam. Right, so since it says, redeem your firstborn and don't see my face, I mean, that's a Pazik. It was referring to Ola Regal. Make sure you bring a korban. When you're Ola Regal, don't see my face empty, meaning don't come to the base and make this without a gift or without something. So that, again, says that clearly, that again, comes first in the Pasuk, so therefore it must be that you do the Pidyon first. Tanur Rabbanan v'lan d'rabaisa. Menayin she'im hayu lo chamish banim mechamish nashim. Shechayev liftos is kulon. How do you know that if a guy has five sons from five wives, he has to do Pidyon for all of them? Right? The Pidyon goes based on the firstborn of the mother. How do you know? Tam alom, the Pasuk says, kol b'chor b'necha tivdeh. Right, all the firstborn sons, right, you have to redeem. The Gemara says, well, pshita. Right, but peter rechem tala rachmana. Right, peter chamar tivdeh v'seh. Right, peter rechem, the firstborn, right, of a womb. Right, so the Gemara says, no, ma'am, the tema, because you might have thought, ne'lef b'chor b'chor minachla. Because you might have thought that you should learn the b'chor, right, from nachla, the laws of inheritance, right? Ma lahalan reishis ono, afkan reishis ono, right? The b'chor of inheritance is only the father's firstborn son. Shemayim felt that it also applies to Pinyon and Aven, so therefore Kamash Malan teaches me that it's not necessarily true, or it's not true. Okay, Lando Torah, this is an off-quoted Gemara that when you teach in a seminary, so this Gemara is definitely off-quoted and discussed, but okay, as you'll see in a second, it talks about women learning Torah. Father is Lando Torah, is chayev to teach his son Torah. Interesting, I heard Rabbi Rosner pointed out that the concept of Limud HaTorah is not mentioned in the Chumash. It's mentioned, meaning it's phrased as teaching Torah, not necessarily as learning Torah, which is fascinating. Okay, either way. Minayim shahayu lo chamish abanim mechamish, oh, sorry. Sorry. Lamdo Torah. Minolan hadino. That the father has to teach his son Torah. Pasuk says, pretty straightforward. Dechtiv ilmadetem osam espenichem medad dabrit bom. Right, Pasuk and Shema. Ve'echad olo agmar yavua mechayev ihu ligmor nafshei. And if the guy the guy's father didn't teach him Torah, how do you know that the guy has to learn himself? He has to teach himself. How do you know the women are not chayiv? And the Gemara learns out again, like we did before on Amud Aleph. Kol shem mitzvah lilmod, mitzvah lalamed. But anybody who's a mitzvah to learn has a mitzvah to teach. But kol shem eino mitzvah lilmod. Eino mitzvah lalamed. Anybody who does not have a mitzvah to learn does not have a mitzvah to teach. V'im inoli d'lo mechayva l'melech nashe. How do you know that a woman is not chayev to teach herself? Not just agav. A woman. There's no. What this means is there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah for a woman. But certainly, as Chazal point out, right, a woman has to learn all the halachos that are shaykh to her. Right, that's like all of Shulchan Aruch. Right, like all of it. Meher Bana Beis Hamikdash have to learn like Kodshim and Tum and Tara also. Okay, so halavai, we should all know what women have to know. Right, okay, either way. So how do you know the woman is not a chayiv to obligate teach herself? She's limadatem, limadatem. Gemara learns out. Kol she'acherim mitzvah lomdo lalamdo mitzvah lalamed es atzmo. If there's a mitzvah for other people to teach him, so then there's a mitzvah for the guy to teach himself. Kol she'ein acherim mitzvah lalamdo. And if there's a scenario where some people don't have to teach him, so ein mitzvah lalamed es atzmo, he is not obligated to teach himself. And here's again the kicker at the end. Menayim she'ein acherim mitzvah lalamdo. How do you know that people are not chayiv to teach women, children, Dalmakra, again, Pasuk says, straightforward, really matatembo, some es benechem, right? You should teach your sons, below es benozichem, and not necessarily your daughters. Tara Rabbi will under the Reza. Who lil mode u beno lil mode? What about if you have two options, right? You have enough money to go to yeshiva for the son or the father. So, who kodim le beno? Father comes before the son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, in beno zaris, if the son is especially bright, though, umumlach, the Talmudim is kind biado, right? If he's doing well, but if he's a matzilich in yeshiva, so then b'no kodimah. Then the son comes first. Like the following story, sort of. Kihadar of Yaakov, Kihadar of Yaakov braid the Rav Achav bar Yaakov. There was Rav Yaakov, who was the son of Rav Achav bar Yaakov. So anyway, he was named for his grandfather, right? So Shadrei avu l'kamei d'abaye, so he sent, for sure enough, Rav Achav bar Yaakov sent his son Yaakov to learn by Abaye. Ki asa chazir d'lo have Mechadidin Shmaitzei. So he wasn't being so much liach in yeshiva. Amalei said to him, Ana adifu minach. So Rav Achav bar Yaakov said, all right, you had a chance, my turn. Right, I'm doing better than you, so I'm going to go. Tov at the azel Ana. Right, so you can leave, and I'm going to yeshiva. I guess, you know, they switched jobs, right? They switched, you work on the farm, and I'll go learn. Shama Rabbi Deka Asi. So he heard that Rav Achav bar Yaakov was coming. Fascinating story. Havahu mazik be'rabbanan de'abaye. And apparently in Rabbi's Beis Medrash, they had a mazik. A mazik really is a demon. They had a demon in Abaye's Beis Medrash. D'chi havu aile betrain v'afilu b'yamama havu mitzake. It was a very strange demon. And it was a very dangerous demon. Normally demons can affect, again, apparently the Gemara is assuming and explaining, apparently demons affect people that are by themselves and at night. But here, this demon was affecting people even if they're traveling in pairs and even during the day. So it's a very dangerous type of demon. So Amalehuli said to, so Rabbi said to the Beis Medrash, or everybody, right, the whole yeshiva, lo lesiv le inish ushbiza, right, don't invite Rachab bar Yaakov to your house. After the Mishrach, and meaning i.e., and then I'll have to sleep in the Beis Medrash. After the Mishrach Nisa, right? And maybe there'll be some sort of miracle, right? And I mean, the demon, right? He'll take care of the demon. So al bas bahu beirabanan, So sure enough, Bar Yaakov went to sleep over in the Beis Medrash, right? Where else is he going to go? So Irmile Kitanina de Shiva Rishvate, right? So the demon appeared to him like a tanin, depending on which Rashi you're looking at, like a crocodile or some sort of snake or whatever, depending on where you're on the Chumash, right? So basically some sort of reptile serpent type thing with seven heads. Kol Kari de Kara. Right, any time Rav Acha bar Yaakov bowed down when he was davening, not the chad reshe, one head fell off. Right, fell on Medusa, right, chopping it off. Amar lehu lamacha. Apparently, that was how he killed him. So he said to everybody, to Abai and the Beis Medrash, the next day, Elos Rakhash Nisa Sakintan. What do you mean? If I didn't have a miracle, right, you would have put me in danger. And Abai is, you know, kind of like winking around at everybody, be like, yeah, we know. Okay, fine. We're gonna, I know it's kind of convenient to stop with the two dots, but, all right. Yeah, let's get to the two dots. Sure, why not? Tanu Rabbanan v'lan d'Rabbeisa. Lilmo Torah v'lisa isha. Let's say you have an option to either go learn in yeshiva or to get married. Yilmo Torah v'achakach yisa isha. Person should learn Torah and then get married. Pasha says because when you're married, right, your time, right, is more occupied with parnasa, with being married, right, kids, etc. If him iyesha below isha, right, yisa isha v'achakach yilmo Torah. If a guy can't handle himself, right, if he doesn't hear hurim, etc., whatever, for whatever things are going on, right, so then he should get married and then learn afterwards. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right, is halacha. The halacha is no se isha v'achakach yilmo Torah. Really, you should get married and then go learn. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Rechaim b'tzavaro v'yasek b'torah, what do you mean? Rechaim b'tzavaro, Rechaim is like a millstone, right? That meaning he has to make a parnasa, right? And how are you going to sit and learn when you have to make a parnasa? You have to get food, put food on the table. So no, learn first, and then you end up marrying. The Gemara says, v'lo pligi halan v'halahu. Right, the machogas between, right, again, Shmuel, again, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said you should get married and then learn Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says learn and then get married. Says not machogas, says the Gemara. Halan, these are for us, i.e. in Bavel, the people in Bavel. V'alahu, and that one is for people in Eretz Yisrael. Who is what? Right, which is which? So that's machogas Rashi Tosos. Let's just quote Rashi. Right, B'nei Bavel, hayoholchem v'gorsim mishnayis hatanayim b'Eretz Yisrael. The people in Bavel, right, they used to go learn in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, right, not unlike today. Since they were learning outside of where they lived, so they weren't really helping out much in the house, right? They weren't really doing so much. So therefore, no se'isha. Therefore, you can get married. To have a blow here, because, okay, you'll that'll help with your hurim, but you really won't lose so much time from where you're learning. And then you can go learn. But lahu, but levnei Eretz Yisrael, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, halomdim v'mkomam, who learn there in Eretz Yisrael, so right, nimnosi isha, if you get married, so yitzer chabayis mitolon alav, right, you're going to have to put food on the table, support the wife, whatever, you're going to have to help out in the house, right, via bat luhu, and then it will come to Vivalta Torah, so therefore, that would be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and then therefore they should learn and then get married. Okay, check out Tostas over here. Already has a interesting kind of analysis, but either way, we'll leave it for that. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.